Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Featuring movers and shakers on the Atlanta tech scene, organizations serving the tech market, and the inspired people who lead them. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Good morning. We are still at the beautiful Cobb Galleria, where over 1,000 of the movers and shakers of the Atlanta technology community gathered to give away the CIO of the Year awards to a bunch of deserving individuals out of an outstanding class of finalists. One special award is given away every year, and that is the Lifetime Achievement Award. And I am so very honored and humbled to be sitting next to this year's winner, Mr. David Guthrie, CTO of PGI. I've had the pleasure of knowing and privilege of knowing David for probably 15 years now, and I don't know very many Davids. David is a unique individual. He's a man of great heart, a man of great faith, a man in love with his family, and he also does technology on the side. But congratulations, David. What a beautiful speech you made, and the movie before, your life story. It's just such an honor to be sitting here next to you.
Thank you, Ricky. Thanks for those kind words, and it's just amazing to be here. You know, a year ago with my lung transplant, I didn't know if I would be here, and now I'm here feeling great and being with my friends and my technology colleagues in Atlanta and celebrating this award today. It's just been amazing. We just have a great, great community here. I've learned so much from the individuals in this community, and we learn from each other, and many have inspired me in my career and answer questions or helped me when I ran into issues, and we've learned from each other. But it's a great organization. The GCLA is amazing, and this event is just incredible.
There was a tremendous amount of napkins and handkerchiefs coming out during your presentation. Not very many dry eyes in the room, and I think it was just your presence, but I think it's the presence of who is in you that is a critical component in here. Earlier today, I was talking to a couple of different people, Walt Carter and some others, and you can talk about the great technology that's in Silicon Valley or Austin or Boston or Research Triangle, but when people talk about community, they all talk about Atlanta. What do you think the reason for that is?
You know, I think, one, we have just some amazing companies here, right, that we're able to participate in as technology leaders. But I think also we all realize we don't have all the answers in the Atlanta, Georgia community. We have to reach out to others, and we reach out to others amongst our community to get help. And but I think it's amazing the amount of talent we're pulling into Georgia these days, and the universities are developing for us, and we're hiring a lot of our individuals right here in Georgia. But you're right, the sense of community we have and the way we're able to leverage off of our relationships here to really learn from each other. And, you know, and it's not just about the job. You know, it's not just about the technology. I know the families. I know the people. I know the hearts of some of the people in this organization that I've grown to know and to love through the years. And so, but I think it's interesting. You know, we're not typically a startup town where you start up a new company. We're more of a cash flowing, you know, enterprise business and large business town. And I think it requires different types of individuals. I think it requires leaders that are humble. I think it requires leaders that understand that, one, they don't have all the answers, as I mentioned, but also that, you know, that they're part of a team and they're part of an overall team that has to deliver and has to deliver earnings for the company. And the CIOs have a big responsibility in this town and in this community, you know, to deliver on behalf of their organizations, to make them more efficient, you know, to make technology work for the organization, to increase sales, and ultimately to drive market share for that particular company. So it's heavy responsibility, and I think we lean on each other a lot, and we've learned from each other in the community.
Well, I think there's no question exactly what you're saying is true, and that the brain power in that room today was extraordinary.
Extraordinary, yes.
But I think the heart power was more extraordinary, which is why I think we have the community we have, and why you can have 1,000 people gather to celebrate technology, just like we had 1,200 a few months ago to celebrate the high-tech prayer breakfast.
Absolutely.
Which is the same group of technologists. So
absolutely.
I think there's a lot of faith-based living, learning, and loving that we do with one another, and I think you did that certainly as well as could ever be done at the podium stage today.
Well, I wanted to share the personal side of my life too. I think most knew what I do technology-wise for my firm and have heard that in the past. And I wanted to take the opportunity to, you know, share something about my faith and also about just how I'm amazed to be here, you know, and share that part of the story. And had a lot of people talk to me and fist bump me after the talk, and they keep talking about the inspirational aspect of it. Not so much the congratulations on your technology achievements, but on the inspirational aspect. I think we all long to hear more, you know, about people in their lives. And so that tried to give that side of it today.
God is using you in a mighty way, my friend.
Thank you. I am honored
to know you. And
well,
as
it's
we
amazing
close,
blessing.
Say anything you'd like to say to the audience, because people will be listening this. People are listening live right
now.
And they'll be listening in 6 months from now.
Well, what I'd like to say is, you know, it's been amazing where my career's taken me. And, you know, when I started and didn't think I would graduate from high school, didn't think I could go to college because of my health, and here I am leading a global technology company in a great community where I have tons of support, and hospital Emory that is one of the best in the world, and did my transplant and follows me very, very closely, and just amazing physicians there. I can't believe you can take a pair of lungs out of somebody else and put them in my body.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Just an amazing thing. And so I'm sitting here today with just an absolute miracle, and I'm thankful for it. And you know, I'm looking forward to my next 20 years and what I'm going to do and what I'm going to accomplish in the technology community and the gift God's given me.
15 minutes earlier, sitting where you're sitting, was either Walt Carter or Jay Fair, I do not recall. We were talking about the morning, and one of them said, I believe in 20 years, David Guthrie will be back on the stage receiving his second Lifetime Achievement Award. And I think they're right.
Yeah.
So
thank you very much.
Ricky. You've got your beautiful wife here with you.
Yes,
and
yes.
I think you've had other family members have been here.
I did. My sister was
kids
here.
Come?
And two of my older kids came.
Oh, great.
Two of my five. The other three couldn't come. They'd take over the place.
Well, it's been a privilege, and I wish you great continued success.
Thank you.
And you inspire a lot of folks. And God bless you.
Thanks,
David.
Ricky. Appreciate it.